I think the last few years have seen an increased sophistication in the copyists, and you do see them in the Milan Fair, the factory bosses from Shenzhen or Taipei, going around photographing things in high resolution. But they don't even need to do that anymore. They can just rob stuff from your website, and they can make things. And if you're not careful, if you show a prototype, the thing might appear on the market before you're able to sell it yourself. Of course, so it's not just the means of taking quick photographs of the object. It's also them able to take your very expensive photography and plastering it on their websites. And legislation doesn't really help. So in Australia, for instance, if you call something a Tom Dixon replica, you can bypass the law. You're just stating what the thing is. It's a replica, so therefore it's legitimate, even though it's a copy. So you know, the law and the legal systems don't really defend designers at all. So we just have to be faster, smarter, and quicker to market. The reality is that there's more and more possibilities for making smaller batches of things. So the absolute advantage of mass production, where you can get things at a really low price and flood markets with cheaper versions because you haven't had to indulge in innovation or mistakes or prototyping or the rest of it, that's no longer as big an advantage. I mean, I think people are more and more conscious of the costs of warehousing stuff, the cost of materials, the cost of transport. And so localized production will become more and more the model, just because we won't be able to afford to ship things so much. And perhaps you do want things which are more adapted to your personal needs. And maybe you'll cherish things which are more personal anyway. Obviously, previously those things were only available to people that could afford tailor-made shoes. But there's no doubt that it's already possible to personalize things to your own needs right now. So that's going to be a massive growing trend. So yes, no, I'm super interested in technology. And what's amazing is the way that the accessibility of everything right now, whether that's the tools of manufacture or the tools of communication, or just creating events at short notice.